Can music change lives? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from the ministry Recovery Unplugged with Darla De Leon, where she uses music to help people to overcome drug addiction.
I think music is a very powerful thing, and they say it's the universal language. And so when I think of music and I think of the decades and the music that I've heard, I can listen to a song and it will bring me back to that spot in my life. And I will remember it. Even if I don't know the words, I know the melody or the feeling of that song.
Well, yeah, sound is very important. Sound, noise, you know, it comes right, almost like right into our soul.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's no wonder why music plays such a huge role in bringing back memories from your emotional center of your brain, the limbic system.
Yeah.
And it gets all tied together and it works together. And, you know, some people say is that sound is half of the whole thing. Whatever you're watching or, you know, sound is a huge part of it.
Right. And I think that it could be used for good or bad. You know, it's like, I can walk through a store and there's a certain song that reminds me of my grandpa.
Yeah.
And of course, my grandpa's not around anymore, or my dad. You know, the green, green grass of home is an old song that my dad loved, even though I didn't really know him, but I knew that about him. So when I hear it, I think of my dad or certain 80s music. And
well, I think
music.
What's funny is that there's certain songs that have this like, nee, 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 and you're like, honey, that's scary music. But I think that's from some of the scary movies that you watched when you were so young.
Yeah.
It had the same.
It'll be like this, like classical music or something with this very strong intro, and I'm like, change it quick. It's scary.
Yeah, but and so, you know, as you can see, sound is powerful and it plays into the human psyche a lot. But not only that, what happens when music is coupled with the power of God?
Yeah,
music is powerful, yes. But what happens when the power of God really begins to move with music and really begin to transform and change people's lives?
Yes.
It reminds me in the book of Joshua, chapter 6, verses 20. And it talks about how the people of God, you know, they're marching around the city of the enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a real combat.
Yeah.
And they weren't armed with huge weapons, with missiles or anything.
Right.
They were armed with trumpets and their voices.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said, when you shout, the wall will come down.
Yeah.
Somehow God turned that sound into something so supernatural that it changed history forever.
Yes.
And so we have to remember that what we say, what we hear, what you listen to, when you couple it with the power of God, something amazing can happen in your life.
Oh, that's so good. It's so true. So when you are thinking about listening to music, be mindful of that. And when you worship God, He inhabits the praises of His people. So draw near to Him. Let's hear from Darla and Recovery Unplugged right here after the break.
Colorado Christian University College of Adult and Graduate Studies presents Hope Fest 2017, Saturday, June 10th at Centennial Park Amphitheater. Tickets are just $39 and are on sale at www.thehopefest.com. Less than 5,000 tickets are available, so get them while you can. One day, one stage, 10 huge bands, and 5,000 of your closest friends. Hope Fest 2017.
Did you know that we have a way for you to win free tickets to Hope Fest? This week, we're giving away 2 free tickets to 1 lucky winner. Call us to enter to win the drawing. Our number is 877-480-4477. That's 877-480-4477. We'll be speaking at Hope Fest and would love to meet you at our Real Life Radio Show booth. Hope to see you there. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And with us is Darla De Leon, who has a ministry called Recovery Unplugged, and she's going to share what that does and how it helps people. She's a set-free addict from crack cocaine, and she sees a lot of people get healing. So let's welcome to the show, Darla. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to share Recovery Unplugged with your listeners.
Yes, Amen. This is wonderful. So tell me a little bit about the backstory with Recovery Unplugged.
Okay, so Recovery Unplugged was founded by Richie Supa, who was an original member with Aerosmith.
No way.
Yeah. So Richie Supa is in recovery about 28 years. And so he started a program called Recovery Unplugged because it's all about the music. Music speaks to you in so many different ways. You know, he'll ask people a question. He'll say, what's the first music you ever heard? And nobody ever gets it. And he says, it's the sound of your mother's heartbeat.
Mm.
That's the first music that you ever hear. So that, in turn, is why music is the universal language. Every genre, every type, everything, it's the universal language. It speaks to everyone.
Oh.
It has also been proven to help people with Alzheimer's, also people, young children with autism, because it helps light the brain up. So music makes the difference.
Wow.
That's amazing.
So what does the role have with you and helping people recover? What do you guys exactly do through this ministry?
So we take your music that you listen to. Maybe you hear a song on the radio like Freebird and you remember it takes you back to your first car and you turn the radio on and Freebird is playing. You're flying down the highway and that is your song. So every time you hear it, all those emotions, that excitement that you get when you hear it, we take that and we bottle it and use it integrally in every single part of your treatment. It is catered to you. It's your music. It's your treatment. No one else is like you. So it makes it your own treatment.
That's interesting. So using music to really stir up emotions, but in a way to get people delivered from like addictions. Is that right?
Exactly.
That is fascinating. I've never heard of anything like that before.
Now, do you do this online? Do people have to go through your program to get this music bottled up? Or do they call you and they say, hey, I want this song all put together? How does that work?
So what we do is when someone comes to me and they say, I want help. And so I just kind of say, what music do you listen to now? And a lot of times I'll say, what music do you listen to when you're using something? Or sometimes I'll also ask them, what was the song that you remember your mother singing to you or the kind of music that you heard as a child in your home? And so we literally will pick their brain, get those songs and those artists from them, and then we put them on a CD so that when they come to our program, that is actually playing when they're picked up or they come in. So it instantly puts them at ease. This is the most crucial thing. They say a lot of the times, somebody actually listened to me because they heard what I said about my music.
That's amazing.
That is good.
And so there are people probably wondering what kind of ministry you have that goes along with this. I know that you and your husband, being free from a crack addiction, have a ministry called Steered Straight where people can come and receive the support they need to get free from the addiction. Or if you can't help them, you send them to other places. And so this is a part of the ministry called Recovery Unplugged. But if someone can't go, let's say, to the recovery, but they want help with the music, do you guys offer that or how do you combine the resources?
Absolutely. So a lot of times if someone has no insurance, they have no financial capabilities or anything like that, we still use them and we will use different programs throughout the country, like a teen challenge or a mission teams or a Salvation Army programs, whatever it takes to get the person the most success and to keep that success after they get through the treatment is what we strive for.
Wow. Yeah. Now, do they have studies, and I'm sure they do, when it comes to the brain, you were saying it changes the brain waves and stuff, for these people who have been addicts maybe to drugs or alcohol, how it's changed their brain or
help
and maybe even
heal.
When they do drugs, that's probably not the music they should be listening to. Is that right?
Yes. If you take music, say a song that someone listens to while they're using a substance in a controlled environment with a counselor, that can be healing. That can be freeing for them because they're actually showing all of those emotions that they get from the song and using the trigger points for it to make it not a trigger anymore.
Interesting.
That's cool.
There's just so many things, you know, you learn something new every day.
Yeah.
So tell me about a success story.
Oh, goodness. Mm-hmm. So in New Jersey, we have quite an epidemic of people who are overdosing from use. And so I had a mother who called me, and she had a 21-year-old son who swore he didn't have a problem and said he was only smoking marijuana and maybe taking a couple of Xanax pills. So I talked to him. We did an assessment, and he actually decided to come to our program in Florida, Recovery Unplugged. And that was in January. I went down in February, and he was there, and he pulls me aside, and he says, I have to tell you, this was the most eye-opening, most fantastic place I have ever been in my life, and I owe that to you and your husband.
Wow.
He said, if it were not for you talking to me and telling me how I can use my music to break through the barriers for treatment, I never would have gotten this.
Yeah.
He said, I made the best decision that I could ever make to come here, and I wanted to thank you. And then this kid goes into one of the groups and is leading the kids in the group. We have a thing called Feel Good Friday. And so he's showing all the kids how to do the Bernie. They're having fun in recovery. They're having, you know, they're up and they're dancing. They can be free and they can enjoy recovery.
Mm. That's really good.
That's wonderful. Well, there are people listening now who may be addicted to drugs themselves and they want freedom. They don't even know what the first step is. Maybe there are mothers out there, fathers who want help for their children. Or
right.
Who do they contact, and do you guys have a website?
Sure we do. So you can always contact me. My phone is always on 24/7. I'll answer it every single day of the week. My phone number is 856-690-8878. They can also go onto our website and check it out if they like. It's www.recoveryunplugged.com.
Wow, that's wonderful. So recoveryunplugged.com.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much, Darla, for being with us and for the ministry you guys are doing to help make a difference in this world. May the Lord continue to bless you and to expand your ministry.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really, really enjoy your program. So thank you so much.
Thank you. We're going to pray for our listeners.
This makes me really think about the power of sound, how though we have sound, it goes through our ears and it causes a vibration in our cochlea. And what happens is it transmits to brain waves.
Mm.
But those brain waves, where does it go? We really don't know, except that it is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And it translates to emotions. It translates to power through our mind and through our soul. So Lord God, I pray, Father, that you would begin for all of us even today, that we'd be able to realize that portion in our lives and truly translate that. And I pray, Lord God, we'd be able to really recognize the sounds of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would get to know you and truly have that experience in our lives, Lord God.
Yes, God.
So we ask for this in Jesus' mighty name,
mm-hmm.
that we'd really begin to recognize what we listen to and how we live our lives,
yeah.
and really focus and pay attention to how we're living our lives.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. You know, the words you hear are very powerful, and the music you listen to as well. So just something to think about. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.